In a suburb of St. Louis, police and the FBI have made a stunning discovery. They found a 13-year-old boy who has been missing for 4 days. And in the same apartment, they found a 15-year-old boy who had been missing for 4 years. Authorities say both teens appear to be in good condition and were reunited with their families last night. From member station KWMU in St. Louis, Tom Weber reports.
Gary Tolkey is the sheriff of Franklin County, and he spent this week before television cameras updating media on an abduction case that had gone dry. Ben Ownby went missing Monday between his school bus stop and home near the rural Missouri town of Beaufort. But yesterday afternoon, Tolkey walked to the cameras with a smile on his face.
We have some good news for you this evening and probably some unbelievable news.
Ben had been found alive and safe, but so had Sean Hornbeck, who went missing 4 years ago from a town about 30 miles away in the next county. Nearly 60 miles away, the hum of news trucks competes with the sound of a cold rainstorm at the suburban apartment complex where the boys were found. 14-year-old Montserrat Urias lives in the same complex and encountered the hubbub as she came home from school yesterday.
Me and my mom thought that we knew this neighborhood pretty good, that was a pretty nice one. But when we realized, I don't know, we just felt fear for a second. And we know that we're not going outside for a pretty long time.
The landlord of the apartment complex told the St. Louis Post-Dispatch that he had seen a boy there before and assumed it was Michael Devlin's son. Devlin, who had a job delivering pizzas, is now charged with kidnapping and will likely face more charges. Police say he confessed to the abductions and are not saying whether the boys might have been harmed. They initially went to the apartment complex for a completely different reason, to serve a warrant on someone who lived nearby. That's when they saw a white pickup truck that had been on the news. One of Ben's classmates had reported seeing the truck near where Ben went missing this week. Sheriff Tolkey says finding the truck raised hopes that Ben would be nearby, but no one expected Sean to be there too, even though his name had come up.
We had information that there was a 15-year-old boy in this apartment, and we were just saying, wouldn't that be something if that was Sean? In fact, Lieutenant Marquardt with the Highway Patrol said, wouldn't that be something if it was Sean Hornbeck? And, just unbelievable that it was.
For Tolkey, it was his second chance in 4 months to report good news. In September, fears turned to joy after an 11-day-old baby was returned safely after she was abducted. Ernie Allen is president of the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and says cases like these are rare but not unheard of. He cautions, though, that Sean Hornbeck is likely to face a long recovery.
And it's going to take patience, and Sean has got to get back into a normal situation as quickly as possible. And hope that the world will let him be a normal kid again.
When Sean went missing while riding his bike 4 years ago, the search went on for weeks. And after finding nothing, his parents started a foundation in Sean's name to help other families where a child has been abducted. This morning, Sean Hornbeck and Ben Ownby are home safe with their families. For NPR News, I'm Tom Weber in St. Louis.